He's our pal from the Golf Canada Center here in Calgary, the director of instruction. He is Todd Halpin. You can find him on Twitter at GolfProYYC. Todd, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well, Will. How are you guys doing today?
We're all right, man. Not sure how much of the show you caught this morning, but I do want to take you into the hottest debate going right now on Boomer in the Morning. Not sure, A, if you're a massive potato chip guy, and B, if you are, if the answer to the A part is yes, then B, if you were doing a 16-flavor bracket and you're ranking them, what's the number one seed for Todd Halpin?
Number one potato chip. Oh, man. Well, if you look at the last week and a half, it's been ketchup chips. So much flavor. So satisfying. I heard the little debate there about the Ariba chips versus the Doritos. And, yeah, that audible there about taco in a bag giving the old Dutch Ariba chips the win was pretty clutch.
Yeah, I'm telling you, though, nothing. Yeah. The tortilla chips, I think, are the heavyweight champ. We're not including them in these brackets as we're doing just strictly potato chips. But I think just in general, tortilla chips, delicious. The flavor, of course, is sometimes higher. Man, I don't know if I like the ketchup statement from you. I'm firm in the belief that ketchup might be one of the most overrated chip flavors ever.
Yeah, and I'm one of the guys that is perpetrating the opposite of that. I'm
really the benefit. It doesn't get enough love in your eyes, hey?
Exactly, and maybe part of it was living in the States and traveling down south so much, yeah. Where you know, I'd throw in cheesies into the golf bag. You know, there'd be the Costco sleeve of 20 snack pack cheesies to last me a week on tour down there. So maybe that's where I get the allegiance, the Canadian snack food allegiance.
I like it. Well, we'll have to let you know how the results go, and hopefully you take part in the voting. We're probably going to launch that next Monday. The big debate is just putting them where they deserve to be in the bracket. And I feel like Boom's trying to set up barbecue for the win, but we'll see how it plays out. Are you a barbecue chip guy?
Oh, that's going to lose in the first round. I don't even care who it's up against.
He's a big barbecue.
So many barbecue chips, lover. They're so faint. You're just like almost irregular.
Yeah, it's true.
You got to double up that flavor profile, barbecue. Come on now.
I like it. Okay, buddy, we got a bit to discuss today. Things have changed since the last time we chatted, and your first note to me today was longest winter of our lives, because not only is you know, the pandemic here, of course, and we are all staying inside and doing our part to flatten the curve, but there's still snow on the ground, Todd. What's going on, man? I can't imagine, even if golf courses were allowed and given the green light, I can't imagine there's a ton of tarps off of greens right now.
Yeah, not many. We kind of ballpark an April 15th opening date for most of the province. You'll be looking at an April 1 for down south, and maybe an April 25th to 30th kind of thing, or even a May 1 for the mountain courses. That's kind of what we go off for budgetary reasons. Generally speaking, right? So to see snow on the ground out here on, you know, today, halfway through April, it's a little bit bittersweet, obviously, with everything going on in the world right now. I've kind of mentioned this, it does give us a little bit of a break as a city, as a province, from, you know, essentially encountering that, you know, post-hibernation flurry of activity that we do. So golf is definitely a part of that. You know, our opening days are packed. So, yeah, a little bit of a break there that we don't have to deal with that rush of golfers due to the weather.
And I mentioned that things had changed. I guess if you can, maybe just run through what was declared in the province of Alberta. Is it different elsewhere in the country? Is it a Golf Canada-wide thing? Can you maybe just flush out what was announced when it comes to golf and the pandemic last Thursday?
Yeah, you bet. I can touch on that for a little bit. And, you know, been following this as everyone has for a month now, and there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of things changing quite quickly. So, you know, some of the decisions have been delayed, some have been pushed up a lot. But what happened was golf was officially named a non-essential service, which I think we all knew was coming. It just hadn't been officially said yet, again, because of the weather. It was something that we didn't even have to address. And so that makes it, it's off the list. It's off the books. You cannot golf in the province right now. Compared to British Columbia, where the provincial government has not yet declared it a non-essential service, there's still some golf happening there. But, you know, as we've seen with what's going on, that could be changing right now. I mean, there could be a presser coming out at 2 p.m. saying golf courses in British Columbia are now closed for two, like, we just don't know. But yeah, as it stands right now, golf in Alberta is non-essential.
And I think you just you retweeted an article this morning. Maybe if you can, maybe putting you on the spot a little bit, but 5 ways people can help their home course from home.
Yeah, so there are a lot of ways that would be beneficial to do that. I know the staff there in the kitchen, there's a lot in town that are kind of doing the same thing as so many restaurants where they are doing curbside pickup, basically doing everything to serve their membership. If they're a private club, they're servicing their membership so that, you know, it does a couple things. It keeps the staff at the golf course going, whether it's for lessons or pre-buying a gift card, or like I mentioned, the restaurant curbside pickup. It keeps them busy, but it also keeps the families from crowding up the grocery stores, from backing up the skip the dishes line at that neighborhood restaurant. So it's just one more business that's doing their best to keep some people employed and give some people some essential services like food.
That article, by the way, is up on Todd's Twitter at GolfProYYC. You can check it out for yourself. The 5 ways to help out your home course, as golf courses are not open right now, deemed non-essential by the government last week. Todd Halpin's our guest, the director of instruction at the Golf Canada Center here in Calgary. He joins us every Wednesday with a chat on golf. And Todd, I guess the other part you had in your notes today was just kind of, how do local officials make these decisions when it comes to the future? And this has now been the declaration a week ago. As we've said many times on these hits, it does feel like every 24-hour news cycle, things change dramatically. Are you still watching this on the daily, the weekly? Is this going to be a status that can still change in the 2020 season? Just thoughts on all that.
Yeah, it's a tough call there. So the first part of your question there, Will, about, you know, who's making these decisions. Well, it's definitely nobody in the golf business. We're helping to prepare our businesses for when the government and the scientists that are the ones in charge give us the go-ahead. So it's my understanding that golf is under the category of a non-essential service. And when it comes time to open non-essential services up for business again, golf will be following similar protocols, if not the exact same protocols, as every other business in that category. And, you know, with reference to some polls that have been, you know, going around Calgary and Alberta lately about getting golf back as a you know, as an activity we can do and this and that, you know, I can pretty much guarantee that the health officials and scientists that are making these decisions aren't including this poll in their research. That's not something that they're going to cite when they make the decision to open up non-essential businesses again. They're going to be looking at scientific data. So, you know, as exciting as it is to see 17,000 signatures and, you know, how much people want to get back on the golf course, it really doesn't do a heck of a lot. What does a lot and what can be measured is getting every golf course the support they need to prepare to pass any sort of regulatory test to reopen. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me that every facility of any kind, a daycare, a restaurant, whatever you want, you know, whatever you think, to reopen again, they're going to have to pass or get inspected in some way, certain procedures and protocols, and golf will be no different. So do what you can to support your golf course, whether you're a member, whether you're an avid player. Support the industry as best you can, because they're working as hard as they can to keep their jobs and also prepare for passing these tests or passing these regulations for acceptable whatever you want to call it to help prevent the spread of COVID, right? We want to make our golf courses as safe as possible. So that's kind of my two cents on what's going on in the last week there with golf being named non-essential.
Todd, I don't think it's any secret, certainly that people know or listening to this have heard you before. They know what you do for a living and they know the impact this has on you. I guess just a personal question and a personal standpoint on this thing. For those wondering if they can still reach out to you, they can still obviously get help from you. You are the director of instruction, as we mentioned, and we've talked about this before, but there's going to be a lot that you can do this golf season online. It's obviously going to be different for you on a day-to-day basis, but people can still get instruction online, correct?
Yeah, definitely. And it seems like these shows have been so sobering, such a somber tone to them. But luckily the weather suits that. But I mean, next week, Wednesday morning, when we do the golf report, it's going to be sunny and people are going to be itching to get outside and swing a golf club. So one of the best things you can do, like when you're kind of on the cusp of that season starting up again, is get the body ready. Get in the backyard, start making fast golf swings. Do swings on one hand, on one leg with one hand too. Like, just get as prepared as you can and have as much fun with it as you can. I think something we're realizing that these regulations that are going to be coming in to help golf reopen, the social distancing aspect of it. Tee times are going to be more coveted. You're not going to be able to go to the golf course and just grab a tee time. It's going to be tricky, right? It's going to be busy out there. So everyone in the city is going to have to make the most of their tee time when they get their chance to go play. You really got to prepare for it because it's probably not going to be as many as in years past. So do whatever you can to work on your game in the backyard. There's tons of stuff online coming out. You can go research that. If you want to do a little consult with me, I'm easy to find, easy to get a hold of. And yeah, I mean, there's certain levels of coaching. Like more experienced, more avid golfers are going to do more of an online program. But certainly just calling me up for a half an hour or an hour, I can really change the way you spend a lot of your golf dollars in years to come. So, like we call it online coaching, but it's really more of a golf consultation and really getting you set up to spend your money as wisely as possible. I feel like with everything going on, the golf budgetary decisions are becoming more of a topic. So yeah, I can help with all that stuff and hopefully have some fun and fix your game at the same time.
Saving money on lack of tee times, at least in the early portion of the year. Where's the best place for people to get a hold of you, Todd?
Anywhere on social is great. Website as well, toddhelpingolf.com. All my contact info is on there. You can write me a letter. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do that.
Old school.
Twitter's great. On Twitter all the time, following golf media and golf news. So, yeah, easy to track down.
He is Todd Halpin, Director of Instruction at Golf Canada here in Calgary, and you can find him on Twitter at GolfProYYC. Todd, let's finish off today's hit and thoughts with some PGA Tour news. Expected announcement this week could be as early as today, but the PGA Tour hoping to resume their season in June.
Again, kind of to my comment earlier about how many moving parts are going on, I can't imagine trying to reschedule the PGA Tour right now. But yeah, it's looking like they're going to go back to play. Yeah, June, what is it, 25th, I think they have
I'm
it.
seeing June 11th.
June, oh, that's right, that's right.
Because that was the date of the RBC Canadian Open, but of course they will not go at that event. They're going to go in Texas, and I think for a lot of people saying why is that happening? But Todd, I just look at that and say, with the border being closed, you're coming into a different country. I just think there's too many layers there, and the logistics just didn't work. The Canadian Open obviously will be back in 2021, but the season they're going to try and resume in June 11th, and we talked to. Last week, there's been some shuffling with the majors too.
Yeah, there was. They pushed the majors back a ways, and I guess that makes sense. That's their flagship event, and so trying to slot in the existing tournaments in the week that they were at, and maybe a couple shuffles here and there. Obviously, with the borders being closed, getting international players to travel. Obviously, the Canadian Open got canceled, which is a pretty awful thing, but must happen, I guess, in these times. So, it will be interesting to see that date roll around when the PGA Tour starts back up, likely the first major sport to do so, with no fans on the golf course. And I think we're going to need something by then. So that would be cool to see golf as the first pro sport back on, like you said, June 11th.
Now, as a player, we've talked about what it looks like for the viewer. We obviously play golf recreationally without spectators. We can all know what that looks like. But as a player, I don't know how much PGA Tour pros feed on the crowd, but is that going to impact different guys different ways? Todd, is this going to be an advantage for some, to have nobody there?
I feel like it will change the dynamic. Absolutely. The environment of a golf tournament is, it's tough to ignore. And just at first glance here, I feel like the stars that are used to it are going to be the ones affected the most. I know from personal experience, the bigger the stage, whether it's 22 people watching beside 18 green at Innisfail Golf Club in the Alberta Amateur or something like that, as long as there's people there, you get fired up, you get amped up. So the more the bigger the stage, then maybe the more focused you get. And well, that wouldn't bode well for, a guy ranks 285th in the world or something like that, compared to Rory McIlroy, who's used to these crowds. Maybe when Rory goes and plays in front of nobody, he's not really going to have that same, stature, that same confidence, that same swagger, because they're just playing a money game. They're just playing a skins game. And when it comes to that, any one of those guys could win, really. So I think it might bode well for the lesser-known guys to play with no fans.
And I don't know if you had the simulator going or what, but you texted me yesterday. You said, are you ready to go for tomorrow? Rory with the big win at the fake Masters.
Yeah, well, there's there's a few golf websites. I won't name them, but they kind of do like the mock Masters, the mock tournaments, just like, playing an NHL kind of thing. And, they had Rory McIlroy winning the Masters this year, defeating Tiger in a showdown, and kind of made me think, oh, I predicted this last week. But yeah,
smartest man.
Rory wins the fake Masters. Go figure.
Yeah, no, for sure. And we'll see. Maybe when it does resume in November. I don't know if you saw, but I thought it was interesting. Jim Nance was asked, "Hey Jim, with the Masters moving to November, you might have a conflict. Are you doing Masters Sunday? Or are you doing the NFL?" And he said, "I'm doing the Masters, no question."
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, it's so historical, and that Masters in November will be even more. So no surprise there. I think Jim Nance has a little more cachet, a little more value than when Tony Romo had to make that decision. I don't know if you remember that. It was maybe 2 years ago. If you made the cut in an event, he'd have to just quit after Saturday to go do the NFL Sunday.
Yeah, he did.
But
that
he
was his first. Yeah, he did. It didn't end up being a problem, but I know that was certainly because I found that like Tony Romo was a really good golfer, right?
Yeah, he is really solid. Really good at playing in, or comfortable playing in front of people. And yeah, he's done well.
That's pretty awesome. Now, final one for you, just a lighthearted one. And I don't know if you have your Twitter in front of you, so I apologize. But I saw you had a poll. You were asking for some help. What do you miss more, pal? Is it hockey? Is it golf?
I miss hockey more right now.
It's playoffs, man. We would have had game four tonight. Oilers and Flames.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, man. And looking outside, seeing the snow on the ground, I took my hockey equipment, put it into storage a couple of days ago, and yeah, I wasn't ready for hockey to stop.
Today's a perfect day where you just sit on the couch, you're getting ready for a triple header in the playoffs with a couple of cold beers, and you have no shame of not being outside.
Yeah. Oh man, absolutely. That's just the ticket, right? I played summer beer league hockey 1 year, and I just couldn't do it because it was so nice.
Yeah, I played a couple years ago. Going to the rink in flip-flops is a different world.
Yeah, it is. I can see why the guys in Tampa like playing down there.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Okay, well, good luck with your poll. I know we're all missing hockey, and certainly do hope it returns at some point. Rooting for you, man. I know it's not the best of times right now, and I certainly do encourage everyone listening, if you're in need of some golf tips, if you aren't going to be spending money on green fees in the early part of the year, reach out to Todd on Twitter. You can just put his name into Google. You'll find him anywhere, and reach out to him. He'll do some virtual lessons with you. And Todd, pulling for you, man. We appreciate your time every week, and we'll talk to you in 7 days. Who knows what we're talking about then, but look forward to it nonetheless, man. Thanks.
Yeah, you bet, Will. Take care.